dead skin. Maybe you'd have to burn it away with alum or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's infection.
Yeah, you ever hear anything called proud? Proud.
Proud place, yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had it. I've had sores on me with proud flesh, you know. But I boil it out with peroxide. It just turns up and looks white, you know, and it's all infected, and the peroxide just clean it off.
Did folks, you know, when you folks used to, they'd get a pain way down in here. What did they call that?
They call that the spleen hurting.
Yeah, maybe you got a pain down in your side down here, real?
That's appendicitis on that side. Folks, sometimes that pain's on this side when it's the trouble's over here in the appendix.
Huh. What did they call appendicitis? Folks used to die from that, didn't they?
Yeah. They didn't know what was wrong with it.
What
they called it colic.
Colic?
Yeah.
When you ate something real bad that disagreed with you, what would it make you do?
Vomit.
Make you vomit? What you call that? What? Throw? Make you throw?
It'd make you throw up.
All right.
Throw it up.
Any crude words? Folks ever use any crude words for that? Like you might say, he got out, went out and got drunk, and he got so sick, and he got what?
He got the vomit.
What's the more crude, would you say? Throw up or vomit?
Throwing up.
That's more crude?
Yeah.
Puke?
Everything. Yeah, puke. That's what buzzards do. Them boogers. You catch ones you don't watch and you pick on them and it smells awful.
Really?
I had a little old white buzzard one time. They're all white when they're young, you know.
Oh, really?
Pull the feather out, yeah. A buzzard, I don't know what you call him, a chick or a gosling or what, but anyway, I guess he's a chick. Yeah. Anyway, he's white.
What were you doing with a buzzard?
Just fooling with him. Pranking with him. A boy will try anything, you know. I'm going to tell you a joke. I don't want you to record it.
Now, go ahead. It doesn't matter whether it gets on tape. Don't worry about it.
He was walking around out there one day and he had on a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
He was just walking down the road and he'd see a cat tail out the back of the stump, you know, on the other side of the stump. And all that cat was watching something, you know, and the tail was just going that way.
Yeah.
He picked up that to go pick his tail and chopped it on him.
All over him, huh?
Then he had to go home and change clothes.
I guess your father learned not to do any of that anymore.
He said he didn't try that stunt no more. But I was down the field one day, started to the house. I'd been plowing, I guess I was going to get me a drink of water or something, I don't know. Anyway, I was going right down the turn row, and our old dog was out there, and he just lay down that turned around and went sound asleep. That dog was sound asleep. I walked up pretty close to him and he didn't move and I knew he was sound asleep. I just picked my jacket over and hit him on him. That dog squalled and got up